Obviously, with the John Harbaugh news breaking 5 minutes ago, understand that this might... We might have to, given that Albert's job is to write about stuff like this, post about this stuff, it might take a minute. And we might have to push Albert. We're going to try and figure it out. Everybody's working on it. But the news is John Harbaugh is out in Baltimore. And so you guys can vote right now on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube chat poll. Should John Harbaugh be the number one candidate for the Browns job?
Is it 99.9% of people saying yes?
It's 89%.
Then who's the other guy? Like, who? If you're not saying Harbaugh, who are you saying is what I want to know.
Maybe Kevin Stefanski. Maybe they still haven't moved off of.
They want to bring him back? Like, this shakes everything up in a big-time way. Not only, first off, if I'm Stefanski, I'm now... I'm doing the Giants interview. I'm like the whole time I'm just thinking about Baltimore.
You're thinking crab cakes?
I'm thinking about crab cakes and football. That's what Maryland does. Like I want to be the coach for Lamar. It's the type of job that just doesn't come open in the NFL.
Yeah.
Like you want this job so badly, but then it obviously shakes everything up for the Browns. Like the realistic chance that Harbaugh would just say, screw you, Baltimore, for even firing me. I'm gonna go to the AFC North rival and I'm gonna go fix the Browns.
It's interesting. Now it's going to be really interesting who, well, listen, let's point out this. John Harbaugh could very clearly decide, I've got 3 years left on my contract. I'm going to sit out a year and we'll talk in a year.
Sure. He could do TV for something like that.
Or just go
on the table or go to a beach.
Go live on the beach. Yeah. Right. Eat some of those crab cakes. But I think if you're like, listen, if you had hired or if you do hire a David Shaw, a guy that I like, there's going to be people that don't like it. It's not a move that is going to bring everybody together. That only happens once that guy comes in and wins, right? Like, there's really not. I think Clint Kubiak has a lot of guys in this town or a lot of people in this town that like that idea, but it's not a unanimous hire. And maybe this changes over the course of the search. Like, maybe by round three, 2 weeks from now, maybe everybody, okay, these are the three candidates. Who do you want? But there is one guy that... Everything that you and I felt yesterday, which was, I don't know, like the Barry stuff, the Jimmy stuff, the, hey, we're just not going to pay attention to the success Stefanski had at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. All of it kind of goes away if you hire John Harbaugh. You can't say that about any other head coaching candidate that is currently out there.
Yeah, I mean, it instantly becomes a home run hire, and he's your white whale. And so, like, it does, if you don't land him, it does become a very disappointing search at the end of it. Like, if you end up in a spot where Harbaugh says that you suggest he just wants to hang out on a beach, that becomes real debilitating real quick to the fan
base. That's actually better.
Because he didn't choose another team?
Yeah, because he didn't choose the Giants, Titans, or the Raiders.
So here's the advantage, and this is where Haslam needs to really flex on the one thing that we know he can do, which is open up the piggy bank. This is it, Haslam. Here, and now is your time to shine. Mm-hmm. Make him an offer he can't refuse. Put however many zeros that has to accompany with it. Do what the Walton family did in Denver and say, whatever you want, Sean Payton. And that's got to be your pitch. It's what you have to do in order to get this done. But this is the one area where Haslam really can make this happen. Not every owner goes so hard in the paint when it comes to offering up big-time checks to these coaches, and Haslam can.
But, it can't just be about money, though. Like, you need to say to John, all right, what do you think of Andrew Berry? Because I do think, like, John comes from a football family. He comes from football royalty. He might not love the, hey, we're going to do trade downs and we're going to do all these cap shenanigans. Like, he might be like,
sure,
hey, I want to be 80% focused on analytics instead of 100%.
And this is where you get to tell Andrew Berry that if Harbaugh doesn't like you, you get to pack your bags and we'll hire whatever GM he wants.
You basically get to say with the benefit of new information. The benefit of new information. And again, listen, I don't know definitively that John Harbaugh wouldn't want to work with Andrew Berry. When they set it up with the Chargers, in fairness, basically the Chargers went to Jim Harbaugh and said, who do you want as GM? Mm-hmm. That's more what this is. And if it's Andrew Berry, cool. But I want to see Jimmy chase this one. And again, you're going to have to concurrently still do the rest of your search. But this better become the focal point of your search.
Are we being too unreal, or are we basically unrealistic with this? Like,
No, we shouldn't be.
I think we're playing within the right waters, but I do wonder if people are listening out there being like, you guys have lost your mind.
Well, no. So again, us saying, All right, so we're going to work on Albert still. I don't know that we're going to get him just yet here.
Yeah, it's obviously a very busy moment for Albert.
Very busy for all of us. But getting back to the idea of it's not my job, the idea of, oh, you're being unrealistic, that comes down to Jimmy Haslam. And quite frankly, what John Harbaugh thinks of you. But it's not as if, like, I get the Giants job. The Giants job, because it's New York, because of the Mara family, it is held in a certain regard. They do have a starting quarterback right now. You don't. So I can understand that the other jobs, guys, do you think John Harbaugh is like, Penix Jr., gotta have it. I gotta go fix that guy.
You have an advantage over Atlanta. You have an advantage over the Titans. You have an advantage over. There's a lot of guys you have an advantage over, I would think. But a lot of that advantage is Haslam's pocketbook.
Yeah. And Haslam's pocketbook in how much he's going to pay you, but also how much they
and
move
then how much autonomy he's going to be giving you as well. Which again, I think he's the type of guy that you lay everything out for. He's the type of guy that you give him the sun, the moon, and the stars, and you don't even think twice.
And can we just say this? It's not.
I can't believe it happened.
It's not I can't either. I
mean, there's a part of us that talked about it for a while, obviously, so it's sitting in the back of your brain, but to actually see it executed out is a different story.
It's more believable than Tomlin, right, to me. I mean, like, if this had been Tomlin today, I think my levels of would have been through the roof. But I'm still pretty surprised on this. I mean, the Ravens have had two head coaches since 1999. It's not the Steelers, but damn if it's not pretty darn close.
I mean, 17 years. It's an incredible run. He did everything you could possibly ask him to do. I mean, clearly he didn't win enough with Lamar, and not enough in the postseason with Lamar is what I'm trying to say here. Three wins since 2016 in the playoffs, not good enough. Two wins since 2020 in the playoffs, not good enough. But that is he still has a lot to give. Now, the relationship with Lamar will have to be studied, but we're not in the spot where we get to be that picky about guys and be like, hey, did he have control over Lamar? Did Lamar run the show? Like, that's not where we're at with
this. I think a year from now, we'll have a different perspective on Harbaugh versus Lamar. I think it's going to be really interesting. There was a report that came out at the end of the season that did not paint Lamar in the best light. It was from one of Baltimore's reporters. Can't remember
the Baltimore Sun.
The name. But,
I think it's like Preston Smith.
And it basically was about Lamar not being as coachable as you thought. Lamar maybe being a little sullen, caring more about video games than anything else. I don't know how true that is, but I think it stands to reason. I think we always side with the quarterback in these breakups. I don't know. I think John Harbaugh had a lot of success with two different quarterbacks, two very different styles of quarterbacks, and it wouldn't surprise me if in a year we're saying maybe John Harbaugh was the magic in that relationship and Lamar wasn't. I think Lamar is going to find out how other head coaches kind of roll around here, because it's not... I also see
Baltimore's side of it too, though. I do. It's Lamar Jackson. He's won two MVPs. I think most people side with the quarterback in these type of discussions, but it is interesting. And it's interesting to think about how Harbaugh did not win this one out.
I mean, listen, you choose the quarterback, right, over the head coach. If you've got a great head coach and a great quarterback and you haven't won enough playoff games together, you do choose the quarterback.
Unless it's a New England situation where, like, Brady was already closest to retirement as you can get. Unless it's one of those type situations.
That'd be really interesting if Lamar still wants out. That'd be even funnier.
Who's Baltimore going to end up getting?
I don't think it's Stefanski. To people, because I know you pointed that out as kind of like a ha-ha, hee-hee.
A little bit.
I don't think he fits.
Him and Lamar seem disastrous together.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, that doesn't seem like that would work at all. That seems like Stefanski would pull his hair out, but he's never had a quarterback with the talent that Lamar has. And so, it would really stress what he would be able to put up with.
Kevin.
Because he failed that with Baker.
I think Kevin will interview in Baltimore.
He should.
I'd be surprised if he didn't. I really think Kevin's the kind of guy of like, oh, you fit my system, and that's what I need. And if you don't fit the system, then I'm not going to be as effective as a head coach. I honestly think the Deshaun thing, even though Deshaun and Lamar are different quarterbacks, I think the Deshaun thing's going to hurt Kevin when it comes to trying to say, oh, hey, I can totally coach this guy.
Yeah,
you seem to be able to coach a single kind of quarterback, one that plays under center, one that the heavy play action, and you know, one that doesn't move.
The ripple effects of this, though, is going to be really fascinating, because now all of a sudden, I mean, there's all sorts of people that are going to line up to want to coach Lamar Jackson. So what other jobs become open off of that? It's fascinating. This is one of the biggest shocks in the NFL in a very long time.
I thought that was going to happen when Vrabel got fired. I was so surprised when Vrabel got fired, and he got a lot of looks, but he didn't get a job.
But this isn't because of Harbaugh necessarily. This is about the idea of being able to coach Lamar.
Oh, no. What I meant was what other coaching jobs will open up. The ripple effects. That's what I was talking about.
No, yeah, I'm saying that. I'm saying like the idea that before, if you all of a sudden had a mutual parting of ways, if you're a head coach with one of these teams, like let's say even like Sean McDermott in Buffalo, for instance, right? You're like, well, shoot, what am I going to do? Coach the Titans? You don't want that. But the idea that Lamar is open makes it very attractive for some of these guys.
Do you think Sean McDermott's more likely to be like, hey, I'd like to be fired now?
Yeah, like now's the time. If you're going to do it now because the Baltimore job's open. And obviously, after the postseason when it's eliminated. But you're like, yeah, like let's do this because these type of jobs with these type of quarterbacks don't open up.
Kevin on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel, and if you're just joining us, John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. Big news. I think Kevin brings up a great point. The impact that this could have on the Browns' head coaching search, if it's not Harbaugh to Cleveland, Jesse Minter to Baltimore would make a butt ton of sense.
For sure. I mean, there's obvious connections there with the Harbaugh family and all
unless
of it.
Jim just spites him and is like, but don't go there.
We got to think a little outside the box, too, with this. And I'm just, again, spitballing in my brain as we're going here. But, like, if the Eagles, for instance, wanted to move off of Sirianni, now would be the time to do it. You know what I mean? Like, after this postseason run.
Make Lamar the head coach?
And then, you're a goober, man. But, like, that's the kind of shakeups that we're talking about here. And then stuff like that instantly takes the Browns off the board. So we need to root for that stuff.
You got to get him quick.
To not happen. Yeah,
you got to get him quick.
You really need to throw the bag at him as soon as you possibly can before anybody else or any job can open up, before anybody gets enticed and is like, I need to move off of my dodo bird of a head coach.
Jimmy put on that whipped cream bikini.
Varsity Blues style.
You just... Didn't work for her, though.
No, it didn't. Jonathan Moxon was very loyal. I don't know why. I mean, she was way better looking than the girl.
It's Allie Larder in her... not in her prime, because she's in her prime now. But the very beginning of her... That's a wonderful lady. 216-474-0092.
In her prime now?
She is still a...
I'm sure she's
holy
still,
crap, gorgeous woman.
The movie was made 25 years ago.
I will say, most women have good 30-year primes, 40-year primes.
Okay.
I started to make it sound like a bank loan. Prime mortgages. Should John Harbaugh be the number one candidate for the Browns job? 82% of 92.3 The Fan's YouTube chat saying yes. 18% huff and paint. Let's go with where you want to go with this.
Mike in Stowe.
Mike in Stowe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. It's been a minute. How you, a lot has transpired since I think the last time I was on, and you guys got your wish. So, but I want to go here. I know you're still sticking with Shaw, Nick. That's great. But let's think about this. Why in the world would John Harbaugh want to think about coming to Cleveland?
Because it's a head coaching job in the NFL.
Yeah, no, I get it. Let me finish, Nick, real please. I got a couple quick points here. So, like, he's just finished 15 years coaching a team that's completely shown great steadiness, great ownership, a general manager that stands behind the coach, that does his job year after year after year, not just one out of six like our current dead-in-the-water GM is. And we just fired a coach that was considered best out of his field 2 out of 6 years.
Gotta
Mike,
go, gotta
there,
go.
Yeah,
gotta
you
go.
Lose that, buddy boy.
Gotta go.
All right, so I think this is stop making the Browns' job to be the Titans' job. The Browns gave Kevin Stefanski 6 years. Guys, that's an incredible amount of time. And I'll be honest with you, if I hear Coach of the Year, Matt Nagy won a Coach of the Year.
Yeah, I did.
Brian Daboll won a Coach of the Year 2 years ago. It doesn't make you a good coach. Kevin is beloved by the media. Kevin is really respected around the NFL. But they fired a coach who had won 8 games in 2 years. All right? Did they make a mistake not canning the entire organization? Fair point.
Okay, but
was
yes.
Kevin fireable? Was Andrew fireable? Stop acting like Kevin Stefanski was Bill Belichick in his prime with Tom Brady, and that 6 years wasn't enough.
As someone that rooted for them to fire Stefanski because I wanted a different voice, I wanted a different head coach, I needed something different, you get Harbaugh at the end of this, there's not a single person out there that can then do the I told you so. It doesn't, like, that doesn't exist. There's a part of me that is rooting for this, not only because I think it'd give you stability, I think also you'd end up being a winner, but there is another part of me that thinks about this in regards to the idea that we wouldn't have to live in any what is Stefanski doing. It's like when you upgrade off of Baker Mayfield, if Deshaun Watson had actually been the Deshaun Watson he was in Houston, you don't talk about Baker Mayfield anymore. That conversation's dead. It's over. It's done. If you land Harbaugh, you don't have to talk about Stefanski anymore.
All right, so we can't take your calls right in this minute because of our friend Mike. But 216-474-0092. When we come back, we can. John Harbaugh out in Baltimore. What does that mean for John Harbaugh? What does that mean for Kevin Stefanski trying to get that Giants job? And do you guys think the Browns would have a chance at John Harbaugh? More on that in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.